This one is a hit song to me. I've never written a perfect parody like this. So it would be, if Monica could sing this or a woman could sing this, it would be cool. Because even though it's My Soul Conveyed to Angel of Mine by Monica, this is Violent Angel of Mine. For those of you who have heard of the streets, let me tell you, the truth dies on the streets and there's no equity. Derek Jeter, to me, is not a better baseball player all around than Big Rick's. I was a star with a 750 recorded batting average, but I popped up to right field on purpose. So, like, I probably had like a 500 plus batting average in Little League. Basically, I could put the ball anywhere I wanted, basically, when I batted. And I could play every position, but I refused to play catcher because it was uncomfortable. And Big Rick's is, if you guys don't believe me, this guy could throw a knuckleball like Wakefield. And that was, and he had the upper body strength. I know he was a long ball hitter. And if he would just learn what I've learned, and he probably already knows, but I learned to maximize my kinetic transfer. And a softball is easier for me now because my brother countered me with the Bruce Lee technique and it damaged my ligament on my elbow, and that ended my baseball career. But I wanted to be a pro baseball player, and I played with Big Rick's, and he was like good enough for me to be like, I want to play with him, because like I like playing with people that are better than me usually. Like when I played handball with a 50-year-old man, he gave me two serves to his one and he beat me every time. All right, 50 years old. And the thing is, I just didn't have the heart to, and I was fat, and I played on my heels, you know what I mean, on the handball. But still, 2-1, I'm just saying, I like playing against better people. And Big Rick's is better than Derek Jeter to me. Why? Because Derek Jeter, if you think you're better than Big Rick's, you pitch against him, and he pitches against you, and he'll just shut you down. You know, he'll prove to be a better all-around player than you. And me, I like playing center field, shortstop, because I liked winning. And that's where the ball usually got hit. You know what I mean? And I like pitching. I don't know. I hurt my elbow, so I didn't get to go that far. But listen, this is Monica's Angel of Mine parody, Violent Angel of Mine. Listen to me. You guys will marvel, flat out marvel, at Big Rick's if he took off his shirt and was like, if he fought a new fight to the death in a no way out jail cell against the devil, or if he stood with me on Mount Zion and fought the enemies of the firstborn and to the enemies of love, Israel's enemies, or if he just took off his shirt and represented Violent Boy Squad, I mean, you guys will see the epiphany of Mexican gangster beauty as the way I looked at it. Because like, if you're growing up in the City of Angels, LA, and you're on the streets, and it's like shaved head, tattooed Mexican, and just running around fighting people, you know. And I think that's the way I looked at it. I mean, Las Vegas was not like LA. If y'all need to understand the difference between Las Vegas, LA, and Chicago, well, Las Vegas is unity with enemies in the community. But I'm telling you, the devil and his angels came out of Las Vegas. But wise guys lived in that city. What I mean about Las Vegas is like, Chicago recently had 200 shootings in one weekend. I tried to explain to people that if there was 200 shootings in Las Vegas, within 30 days, every enemy of the city would die. You know what I mean? No joke. 200 shootings in one weekend. And that LA is fucking crazy to me too. Like, people just shoot each other and murder each other. Like there's no problem with having no eternal life in you. And so I just want y'all to say, I want y'all to understand that my heart's desire is to stand on Zion's hill and fight the enemies. And I believe that's the Lord's will. Christ crowned me, and I think that's where he wants me. But this one is With no further ado, this is Violent Angel of Mine, based upon Monica's Angels of Mine. Angel of Mine. When they first see you, I hope to say they already knew their bloodline will end if they murder you. You're something to hear after I hold them and bind. Violent Angel of Mine. City of LA, and you represent righteousness within, and I have respect. This is my love for you, Big Rick's divine, violent angel of mine. Your knowledge can change the world, teach the Pope. I'm different now, you helped me grow. You came into my life with fatherly love. You figured me out, you showed me love. Shaking the foundations of the divine, violent angel of mine. Nothing means more than love, so please care. This love in this world should be ingeniously compared. Study the adversary's moves, apply your mind, violent angel of mine. Your value is great, you should know. These days the Lord wages war. His sons have been attacked by the devil, Big Ribs, no joke. You came into my life with fatherly love. You figured me out, you showed me love. Shaking the foundations of the divine, violent angel of mine. Who knew you'd be planted, King Guru? Have faith, don't supplant. Every breath that you take, the love that they hate, they murder love, 'tis true. When they first see you, I hope to say they already knew their bloodline will end if they murder you. You're something to hear after I hold them and bind, violent angel of mine. You came into my life with fatherly love. You figured me out, you showed me love. Shaking the foundations of the divine, violent angel of mine. Your knowledge can change the world, teach the Pope. I'm different now, you helped me grow. Favor for favor, do a favor for me. Be King Guru eternally. 'Tis treasure to the Lord divine, violent angel of mine. Look, I just have Jerusalem in mind, and I have Jerusalem in mind. And listen to me, Big Riggs. Christ is King of Kings. You want to be a king. You're worthy of being Jerusalem's king. I'm not playing. And I was told by a spirit that there's no greater treasure than forever being known as Big Riggs. So I say big, intelligent gangster, righteously instructing cautious soldiers. And I ain't playing that. Whether or not y'all believe me when I say spirits talk to me and they're real, I'm telling you right now that Jerusalem should exist. And goosebumps is God telling you something, and chills is the devil trying to get to you. The Pope ain't telling people that shit. I mean, I needed to know that when I was younger. That guided me through life. I'm connected to the devil. And I've been connected to him to attack him for life. And, like, I'm treasure to God of gods. You know what I'm saying? Like, legit. Don't ruin me.